All right, so that was Optimistic off of the birthday album Kid A that came out in 2000. So that album has a lot of very simplistic layered beats. If you notice, the drums were pretty simple, mostly toms, some cymbals, but we're going to take a change to a more complex beat of cymbals from the second birthday album, which is In Rainbows. So this song is called Reckoner.
Thank you.
So, in case you didn't notice from that song, Thom Yorke is one of the most difficult singers to understand that I think I know. Fox News recently said that he just kind of moans and whines, which is totally not true, but he is very hard to understand. And on my theory is because he wants his voice to be an instrument, not a voice singing lyrics, because a lot of people, many audiences, especially today, solely care for the lyrics in the songs, and he wants it to be about the music. So this is a song that he actually did independently as a solo artist. It's called Harrow Down Hill, and it's on his album, The Eraser.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Harrow Downhill by Tom York as a solo artist. Once again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Spinning Plates. My name is Sasha, and this is a special Radiohead episode dedicated entirely to Radiohead for all of the birthdays that they have this month. So I'm going to start now from the beginning of Radiohead's discography with Pablo Honey's intro song. This album was written in 3 weeks' time, and Radiohead ended up touring with this album alone for 2 years after their unexpected explosion in popularity, mostly surrounding the song Creep. So this is an album from 1993, and this song is called You. All right, so that was You, and as I'm sure you could tell, that song had a lot of angst in it. So after this album, they began to find their sound that I think they have now with their second album, The Bends. This album was less of punk rock and more of an underground alternative type of vibe. It was extremely different in sound, more methodically planned out, and it's just, I think this is where they really began to find their sound, and it's completely different. So this is the title album off of The Bends called The Bends, the second album by Radiohead that came out in 1995.
Yeah.
So I think The Bends is one of the more user-friendly albums that Radiohead has. It's very catchy melodies. Fake Plastic Trees is also off of that album, which is a very popular song. And from here, the band decided to, again, go in a completely different direction, creating a more experimental album, sounding completely, quote, foreign to the other two albums, as Pitchfork says. This received the most spectacular reviews of any rock album in recent memory at the time of 1997, and is one of the most emotional Radiohead albums to this date. And the song that I'm going to play is called Exit Music for a Film, which I think is one of the most emotional Radiohead songs ever written. It has an extreme climax towards the end of the song, and it was written originally for the Romeo and Juliet movie of 1996 with Leonardo DiCaprio. And this one song inspired the rest of the album and the tone that they kept throughout the entire OK Computer album. So here we go.
From your sleep, the drying of your tears. Today we escape we escape. Pack and get dressed before your father hears us before all hell breaks loose. A song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill.
So I know we just had a range of emotions here in the studio listening to that song. I have my fellow DJ Aiden here. He has a show on Monday from 3 to 4, right? So definitely tune into that. So up next, also that song, Exit Music for a Film, was the end song of Westworld. If any of you have watched that amazing show, that was perfect, perfect selection for the end of that show. So this next album is my favorite Radiohead album of all time. It is, quote, the most eagerly awaited British rock album in years at the time. It came out in 2000. This is one of the birthday albums. And this was because OK Computer was extremely popular, which is extraordinarily unexpected because it was so experimental compared to the other two albums that Radiohead had already put out. And with no prior promotions or advertisements, Kid A was completely unrecognizable as Radiohead. Still more experimental than OK Computer, they took a more minimalist approach, yet the album sounds so much more complex. This next song is also one of my favorite Radiohead songs, And there's absolute brass chaos that is layered over a very, very simple bass and drum line, which is where the minimalism comes in. And there's also very minimal vocals in the background as well. So this is called National Anthem. I personally would not mind if this was our national anthem. I think it'd be pretty cool. And it can get pretty overwhelming, but it's very cool. So take a listen. All right, and that concludes Act 1 of this show. That was the first four albums from Radiohead, and I think of that as one section of their career, and then from now, they go in a completely another new direction, very experimental. And that song was definitely the definition of organized chaos. Aiden, what did you think about that song? How'd that make you feel?
Well, Sasha, that song really made me feel seriously unsettled. It was the sort of feeling... if you're missing something and you don't know what it is.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I didn't have your mic on.
Oh, okay. It was very unsettling, honestly. I had that feeling where you feel like you're missing something, but you don't know what it is, or like that sinking feeling of forgetting something, or when you're walking at night and you see a shadow move behind you. That was
wow.
Just played over a long period of time. But I did like the song, so.
I'm glad. I love that song. I don't know. I like that very strange feeling that it makes you feel. Okay, so now we have a couple PSAs coming up since it's kind of like an intermission. So, Aiden, would you like to read one?
Sure, I'll go ahead. Let's do the separate one.
Okay.
Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 5 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That is foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
All right, thank you very much. And I have another one called FAST. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you very loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T, F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. Shout out to Anch with that PSA. All right, so we're going to continue our show now with Radiohead's next album called Amnesiac. And this album was kind of songs that were left over from Kid A that didn't quite make the album, but Radiohead still wanted to put out with an album. So this came out right after Kid A in 2001. And they're all experimental, but they're less connected in nature than the previous album. Kid A has a very smooth continuity. All the songs kind of feel like they go together. It's very connected. And this album is also very non-lyric based. This particular song, it's the first song off the album. It's called Packed Like Sardines in a Crushed Tin Box, with some very interesting spelling. And there's a lot of really cool percussion in this one as well. So enjoy. So that was packed like sardines in a crushed tin box. And as Aiden pointed out to me while we were listening, clearly that song had much different instrumentation, no guitars, no real instruments. It sounded very electronic, which kind of foreshadows the next album called Hail to the Thief. This album was very political, having to do with the War on Terror, and it uses some drum machines and more technology than previous albums. And this is this title, Hail to the Chief, I'm sorry, Hail to the Thief, is directed at Hail to the Chief, which was popular at the time in 2003 when George Bush was president. The band clearly saw him as an untrustworthy president, even though they are not from America, they are from England. And there's also an allusion in the song that I'm going to play from it to George Orwell's book, 1984. In this book, the government had complete control of everyone, including their minds and their thoughts. And the line, 2 + 2 = 5, is used in this next song, which is also used in the book, showing how brainwashed that society is, and thus showing how brainwashed Radiohead believes that our society was at the time. So here is 2 + 2 = 5, where Radiohead and Tom York, the singer, shouts at you to pay attention. So yeah, that song was pretty intense, and that shows how Radiohead was feeling in 2003 about the War on Terror and about the American government. And sometimes, you know, even today, I want to scream at the American people, we have not been paying attention as well, personally. Okay, so next we have another birthday album, In Rainbows. In Rainbows came out 4 years after Hail to the Thief, and people were wondering if another album would ever come out at all by Radiohead. In Rainbows is definitely another one of the more user-friendly albums, full of catchy melodies, guitar riffs, and complex and intriguing guitar, bass, drums, all of it. So this is one of their more chill, relaxing albums. A couple of the songs I've played have been really intense. I think these songs are very kind of much more relaxing, and very melodic and very pleasant to listen to. So this one is called Weird Fishes and Arpeggi. So that was off of In Rainbows from 2007. That entire album is just absolutely beautiful. It's definitely worth a full listen. I can't stop listening to it once I start. Absolutely gorgeous, very relaxing, like I said. King of Limbs is the next album. It's also very quiet and very instrumental, focused strongly on sampling and looping, something that was kind of new for Radiohead as technology kept progressing. And it was, quote, an expression of wildness and mutation. There's complete looseness and expression in this album, especially with the Lotus Flower music video that Radiohead put out. It's an entire music video of Thom Yorke just, like, dancing to the music, how he feels, very strangely and loosely, and it's pretty funny to watch, to be honest. But it just shows how emotionally connected he is and they are with their music. So this one is pretty chill as well, and it has a lot of different strange rhythms to it. This song is called Little by Little off of King of Limbs of 2011. So that was Little by Little off of King of Limbs. Another large gap in time followed this album, and not until 2016 from 2011 did the newest, quietest, most orchestrated album of Radiohead come out. It's called A Moon-Shaped Pool. And it's slightly boring upon first listen. I was not entirely pleased when this album came out, but it 100% grows on you after building your familiarity. I completely appreciate it now. I absolutely love every single song, every single aspect of every song. I understand everything that they have done, and I learn something new about the album every time I listen to it. The complexities of the polyrhythm, vocals, guitars, strings, pianos, and overall the beautiful molds of sound creates an extremely calming and satisfying album. So some of these songs had been in the works for decades, like the first song, Burn the Witch. I've played that before. That had been kind of floating around their world for several years. And this particular song has a very harmonic piano, guitar, a very strong tonic pull, and it's just a beautiful song. Definitely one of my favorites. I used the quote, "The future is inside us," on my graduation cap from this song. It's called The Numbers. So that was another absolutely beautiful song with another absolutely beautiful album. And since I have a little bit more time left, I thought that I would play the last song off of this newest album called True Love Waits. In 2001, it was released on a live album that Radiohead released, and they played a very different version of it with solo guitar. And then on the 2016 release of A Moon-Shaped Pool, they transformed it into a very quiet, very slow piano song. And they say that the second version is the version that is better, the real version of it, and the first one was basically not good at all. I think they're both really good. And again, you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This was Spinning Plates with my Radiohead special, and I'm going to leave you with these two songs. So thank you so much for listening, and see you next week.
Drown my True.